this show from my home when the kids are in bed and I'm all alone. Playing songs that don't make Tony's show, 'cause there's just too many. So please lend me your ear for a while. There's lots of great songs that I've compiled, songs in every musical style, and even my chatter might make you smile. I will talk and my family will listen. Well, everyone except my wife and my boss at work, he never misses. Doesn't that seem a little bizarre? How did he get so far?
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast for January 12th, 2015. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. We've got a pretty great show today. Six new songs up front. Then I've got a little featured set of some songs from this past fall that I thought were particularly good. I don't think any of these actually made the show. And then we'll play the number one jingle of the past week, a couple of bonus tunes, and then a very light mailbag. So up front here, so that in the intro song there, which is a rather obscure Robbie Williams song from his Swing album, I mentioned that there's songs of every style, and this first song could not portray that more. So first up, we have OWR by Geezer Tats, or Geezer Taz. Some of these names are ridiculous, such as the next one, B-Double, with a wonderful Disney parody of Be Our Guest, Be My Guest, called Do We Have a Guest? And then Blair put together a wonderful song about bowling alley food, the great delicacy of our time. And then this next one's a little bit of an older one from a few weeks ago. It was a collaboration from Roy Mathewson and John Welsh about some really weird, weird dream that Tony had about Katie Couric being in his bed with gold teeth or something. So I just thought this was such a non sequitur that we would include this up front. And then KJ Onstad with a great parody of Dixie Chicks, Where's Your Trouble, with Push My Shovel. And then a new one by me, a parody of a classic Bryan Adams song.
Yo. Now hear me near and hear me far. There's no such thing as an OWR. I ain't got no rhythm, I can't get the beat. When it comes to dancing, I got two left feet. I have overage homies, my geriatric bros, all telling me that my rapping blows. But economy's in the tank, no chance for recovery. So I'm rapping in the street, hoping for a discovery. Not asking for much, just need a small score. Just a few gigs where I don't have to tour. I went on YouTube, but they called me a big boob. You can't post the stuff with a public to view. So what is best, my pride, my honor, or sitting in a home drooling in a corner? Talking about drooling, my whole body's leaking, even from places of which I ain't speaking. So until the day when my life's in the crapper, you better get used to this old white rapper.
Pete Waiters and Mademoiselles, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the Anthony I. Kornheiser Show proudly presents your PTI preview. Do we have a guest? Do we have a guest? Then we can put Wilbon to the test. Just get someone 4 or 5 minutes, Kelleher, and we'll provide the rest. National scores, Derek Rose soars. RG3 has done something worthy of our scorn. Talk about the forecast, it's atrocious. I'll even stoop so low as to talk about Chicago. I can yodel, Wilbon rants. We can talk about Junior's pants. And in oddsmakers, I'm never second best. us go on. This is not a Monday in the fall. It's a Thursday in April. We need a guest. Do we have a guest? Please tell me we have a guest.
Alley food, 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 food. Alley food, 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 food. There's a place to bring a date with a shiny floor. Alley food, 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 food. You'll never get to second base, but you know you'll score. Alley food, 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 food. You can't eat nothing that ain't covered in cheese. Alley food, 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 food. Holes in both sides of the ball accommodate lefties. Alley food, 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 food. You got your cardboard pizza and your salty fries. Alley food, 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 food. Get some bonus calories with the larger size. Alley food, 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 food. They'll give you more carnivore in a paper cup. Alley food, 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 food. And then when you roll an 80, well, you've had enough. Bowling alley food, 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 food. Alley food, you don't have to bring no dough. Alley food, cause the whole shebang is on right home. Alley food, could do the same thing for the radio. But Mr. Tony says no go. There he goes. Look at those new windows. He sure is hip, ain't he? Should he be bowling if he can't shovel snow? He's too much. Ride, caddy, ride. Bowl, Satchmo, bowl.
Lay across my big brass bed. Hey, Katie, hey, why is Katie Couric in my bed? I love to watch you when you're on TV. I never noticed you had golden teeth. Stay, Katie, stay. Stay with TK a while. Till the break of day, I wanna see your golden smile. How many mattress stores does this town need? I sometimes wonder about these things. Lay, Couric, lay across my big brass plate.
Driveway such a snowy driveway in it, 20015, got another one. Should I call up the show, have them send in Ollie, or just drive my Jeep and plow through my own snow? I sign another hat, that'll do it. Who won't want that? Nothing to it. I can't shovel, I won't shovel. I've got tick of trouble, and I'm an old man. It may be sweepable, but I won't sweep it either, 'cause I've got the Sheehan boys to push my shovel. I look into the fridge at 980. Is all of this for me? A dozen frozen steaks, ice cream pints, a wheel of cheese of enormous size. Don't tell me my pants don't fit no more. I can't help it, I snore, 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 snore. It's sad but true, everything I do it for food, free food. There's no show that goes this low, but no other host is like me, though. I'm still hungry, so spend your money. Send me wine, send me cake. Eat some cake, baby. Devil's food cake.
All right, so that's just a small sampling of some of the new material from tkjingles.com. I encourage you to go to the website, check it out, listen to some of the songs that are up there, create your own playlist, send me a note, podcast@tkjingles.com. Let me know what you like. I made some changes to the website in the past few weeks, so if you like the new layout, if it works better or worse for you, whatever, let me know. Always looking to improve and change that. So last time I saw Nigel, I think was November, and we talked about how many jingles were on the website and how that was all going, and we just hit 1,000 jingles this week at tkjingles.com, which is pretty ridiculous. But there's so many songs up there, so many good ones, and Nigel had talked about doing another Jingle Palooza, where they play five or six jingles in an old guy radio segment or something. And I think that's been co-opted by their new trivia thing. So I'm not sure if we'll hear any more of those. So I figured I would take the opportunity, since this is a podcast with jingles, to play a few of those. So I went back, looked at October, November 2014, and right around the time we were talking, and put together what I thought would be a good representative set of some of the great songs from different folks that had not quite made the show. But that easily could have. So first up, we have John Fitzpatrick with Every Day, Carol Connolly with Satch and Diane, myself with George Michael's Faith, John Neiswinger with Moving Out, and then Blair again with the wonderful Arch Campbell spoof, Haven't Seen It.
I got off on a bad foot with him. I guess I hate everybody today.
It's just today.
It's just one of those days.
Every day, he's a spittin' viper. Don't get him started on Mel Kiper. Watch yourself, he'll surely turn your way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, he's a vituperation blaster. Everyone he'll call a big disaster. Anyone he'll skewer and he will flay. Hey, hey, hey. Every show he goes on a little longer, and every screed comes on a little stronger. Yom Kippur has got to be a full day for our Tony. Every day, Brouseabouts are getting closer. People there wondering just who is this poser. Fate's rebuke will surely come his way. Hey, hey, hey.
Little Diddy, about Satch and Diane. Two American kids shopping at the store the moose can. Satch used to be a columnist. Diane searching every aisle for an effing Triscuit. Chomping on a Triscuit outside the refugee. Satch laughs at Diane, says, I get mine for free. Satch says, hey Diane, do you know who I am? I'm from Upper Caucasia on the PTI program. Oh yeah, shopping goes on. Long after sea salt is already gone. Oh yeah, shopping goes on. Long after Kirkchin has picked the last one. Avocado.
You know I'm not that nice. I don't like anybody, even those who pay me money. I hate them too. Oh, and I'm holding grudges with such devotion. If you've ever crossed me, know I'm keeping score. Oh, and if Roger took a boat out onto the ocean, I'd find a way to make sure that it ends up on the ocean floor. 'Cause I'm filled with hate. Oh, so much hate. I'm filled with hate, hate, hate. I'm fueled by hate, hate, hate. Woo!
Anthony goes to the grocery store looking for food on a Sunday. Sees him there and walks across the floor. She says, Tony, you took them all away. And all I wanted was brown rice, sea salt, and pepper. Crack, 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 crack. As I should have known by now that you'd spend time on your favorite snack and how you get things for no money. Yes, it seems such a waste of time to listen and hear you out, but somehow your little still love what you about. You talk about, oh, ooh, oh, ooh. We might hear RG3 is missing a beat, and movies you've seen with no endings. Will you eat chicken cacciatore before toasting your beef, or where you can find some free parking? We hear you all the time plugging your Cadillac, ack, 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 ack. We ought to know by now if you can golf with a wretched back, or about Mary and Barry's benders. Yes, it seems such a waste of time to listen and hear you out, but somehow your little still love what you talk about. You talk about, oh, 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 oh.
One month ago today, I was reviewing every show, but now, instead of leaving early, I'd just rather never even go. While I venture out occasionally to watch Bill Murray use a hose, for the most part, I'm content with just two simple lines of Sumrit prose.
Have you seen the one about a super guy? Wears a cape like Tony, but he learns to fly.
Haven't seen it. I don't wanna see it.
Oh, how about Transformers 23? Subtitle, Final Four Mystery.
Haven't seen it. I don't wanna see it.
Why, oh, why did I ever go and wait on line? Oh, I've been used to having to sit through crap fests, and I'm done. Baby, I'm done. You ventured out to the old West End. There's a 4-hour drama with French lesbians.
Haven't seen it. I don't wanna see it.
There's a fan favorite playing with Liam Neeson. He fights wolves, kidnappers, and releases crack guns.
Haven't seen it.
And I don't wanna see it.
Redskins game film.
Haven't seen it. I don't want to see it.
It just keeps getting better here over the years, and it's a shame that we don't get to hear more of it on the show, but, you know, only 3 or 4 shows a week. It's kind of hard to get this all in. So that's why you're here, I hope, and I hope you're enjoying all this. So in this next segment here, I wanted to play the number one jingle the past few weeks. And then I actually have not been on Tony's show yet this year, so I was feeling a little bit irked about that. So I have my self-indulgent bitching song, You Don't Owe Me. And then a B-side from late last year that's never been released anywhere, a parody of the REM song Orange Crush. And then after this, we will have an epically short mailbag where I think the mailbag song will probably be longer than the mailbag itself, but it's going to be great, so stick around for that.
I see my cables out, and I've got a sinking feeling what that portends. I slip quietly down the stairs, because I keep all my axes down there.
And I pick one up, I'm fearing a home invasion. The only logical explanation, I'm dripping with perspiration. Because my TV's pixelation. And I'm hitting a home invasion. My paranoid isolation needs psychiatric evaluation. Just a long vacation.
I once was on a show here in Washington, singing stupid songs and having tons of fun. I was on the radio, that was weeks ago, and you don't know me. I only wrote some apps and built the damn website, started a few podcasts and helped your ratings spike. So when my songs don't play, I'll say that's okay, 'cause you don't know me.
I'm being sarcastic.
Mr. Tony's on TV.
He's looking fine with his orange blush.
Never guess he's 83.
His forehead shines without his orange blush.
He wears that makeup 'cause he's in HD.
The show is done and now it's time to have a glass of wine or three. Everything's free for Tony.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
All right, welcome to the TK Jingles mailbag. You can join the conversation by emailing podcast@tkjingles.com or tweeting at Jerry Negrelli. This week, I guess because of the holidays, I don't really have much to share. So I wanted to share a comment that I didn't from the RG3 thing. That song that I did to A Candle in the Wind. There was a comment, I think, on USA Today or Sports Illustrated or something. And I just thought it was brilliant because the critique basically was, this sounds exactly like Taylor Swift. So that was it. I just wanted to share that. It just really made me laugh because it was just such a ludicrous thing to say. I can't imagine how possibly could this sound like Taylor Swift. So anyway, this podcast is downloaded 400 or 500 times a week. Generally, it's sometimes 1,000, sometimes more. And this is live, so the phone's ringing. And we're back. I don't see that becoming a regular segment, but you know, this is not the most professional production here, so occasionally something like that's going to happen. So as I was getting at, I think this podcast is downloaded sometimes, you know, 500 times, sometimes 1,000, sometimes 2,000. I mean, it really kind of varies on who's on the show and how popular Tony is that week or how bored people are if he's off or something. But I really do appreciate your feedback. You can send me your emails. You can tweet me pretty easily. And especially leave the reviews for the mobile apps for this podcast. I really like to read those. And since the podcast stats are so misleading, you know, I joked in the beginning that only my family is listening to this, but I know people are downloading it, but I have no idea how many actually listen. So it really does help to hear that. So send me your feedback, and I'll be back here next week with some more silly songs about Tony and whatever other nonsense happens to cross the Little's mind this week.
Do you think people like these as much as we do?
No, I assume that. I hope not.
You know, we like these a lot.
Yes, they must.
That was wonderful.